Raising the age of smoking to 21. Good idea, not? Would people in Mackay, would Sundays follow that? Details at 6:30 this morning with Lukey Boner here on Triple M. Here we go. 24 degrees, showers today. I just saw the pain in your eyes again. Oh, my God. It's because of the weather.
Yeah. Well, it's not because of the diet or like what I've been eating, because I haven't had any of the triggers.
He's walking like a 90-year-old man would walk with a cane, honestly.
Look, I have to apologise both to you and to everyone else. I'm on a few painkillers this morning because of the gout. Because it's in a different spot this time.
You've got to get your health into check, my friend.
Well, there's not much
health into check.
There's not much you can do when it comes to the weather.
You had alcohol the other day, you told me, when you were doing your DJ set at McGuire's.
I had one Jack Daniels, and that's not a trigger.
Oh, says who? Are you a medical professional that says, I know that's not... So you're saying it's the weather?
I am saying it's the weather, yes. Okay. Right. Because it actually started before I had the Jack Daniels. So that can't
You know
be
what?
It.
I'm feeling like I've got gout at the moment. I'm just going to have a Jack Daniels. I'm sure this is going to help me along the way a little bit. No. No.
No, it's got nothing.
Why would it add to... Why would it not affect it?
Well, it's... I don't know what it... Well, it might just a little bit, but not as much as what it is at the moment. This is all down to the weather because we've had the consistent rain for the past 2 weeks or so. That's what it is. That's what I'm telling you. But the part where it's in, it's right on the ball of the ankle. So that's completely new, because if you've had gout before, you can have it in your fingers, you can have it in your elbows, knees.
What does it even feel like, though? Like, you are sitting here like you're giving birth to a child. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
It's hard to explain, but it's like someone's got a big, massive needle and just jabbing it right in the joints somewhere. That's a bit like... that's about the best way to explain it.
You're not selling it to me very well.
Well, I don't want to sell it to anyone, to be honest with you. Because
no,
it
like,
is painful. It is real. Look, if you've had gout before, try and explain it to Jay. 133353. Because it's gotten to the points where yesterday afternoon I laid down on the bed and I put the sheet over the top of me and I moved the sheet. I was howling in pain. That's how bad it
because
is.
Because of the sheet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's hard to explain
all
how
all those women
painful
looking
is.
At you on dating sites at the moment going, yeah, it's not a bad choice. Not a bad choice at all. Hearing you talk like this is going, not even considering it now.
I am just telling you that I apologise because it is tough today.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, Jay. How you going, mate?
Good.
Hey, Jay, gout is really painful, mate. I had it many years ago. My wife touched me big toe and I squealed like a little girl.
Your big toe?
Yep.
How did it get into your big toe? Like, how do you get gout? What's the trigger for you?
Oh, probably too much beer.
So what are the triggers? Because Dave's saying it's the weather. Do you believe that for a second or not?
Yes, I do. Tomatoes, seafood brings on gout, mate. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to use Dave as the weather vane from now on.
It's not the knee anymore, it's the ankle.
We don't need the Mexican talking cactus here in the studio anymore. No, thanks for your call there, by the way.
But I just need to apologise for today, that's all. Can we reset tomorrow instead?
This is what happened last year. He has one day of gout and the whole week is thrown out.
It just doesn't last
second
one day.
Second day back.
I'm just saying.
All right. Go and get me a coffee and I'll be all right.
I can't move. You go get it.
Can somebody lend us a wheelchair for Dave, please? Actually, yes. Can we get... If anybody has a spare wheelchair, 133353. Dave's going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of the week, I think. We'll organise something for you.
You'll see me rolling down the fucking bridge.
I'm not lying. If he's hobbling all over the place, we're going to get one for you. 24 degrees at C4th right now.